You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
In person, we've got an absolute star of the Otipoti music scene. They've just put out their debut single called Eat Me Alive, and they're here to talk all about it and how the year's going to shape up for them. Please give a warm welcome to Emily Esplin. Good morning to you, Emily. How are we?
Morena.
You going good, man?
Yeah, it's hanging. It's hanging well.
It's hanging. It's going cool.
And it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty dope.
Living that rock star life.
Hell yeah. You're loving the relatively nice summery day we're having.
Oh, this weather, this is nice.
This is perfect.
It's really good.
Absolutely perfect.
Love that sunshine.
Hey, with the sunshine, when she goes. That's a Bill Withers line.
Right.
If you're familiar with that song, right?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Yes.
And it's so shy when she goes.
Yes.
Boodle-a-doodle, boodle-a-doodle. Anyway, I have a bit of a deep cut question.
Right.
You used to do a lot of rowing. In 2019, what? You came first in the women's intermediate double sculls and second in the women's intermediate single sculls and the girls' quad sculls. You've been mentioned in the ODT a few times for your efforts. Do you still get out on the water?
How did you know? How did you find that?
I'm like, nah, whatever.
Well, I do not. Well, oh my God. I rowed for like all of high school, and then I coxed in my last year, and then not know what that is?
No, or? I was just making a joke. Continue.
Yeah, not very funny.
Okay.
You should apologize immediately.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. And actually, I coxed a quad and we went bronze. We got bronze nationally.
Nice.
Right in the country.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, I'm kind of a legend in the Otago rowing.
Kind of epic.
Yeah, but I don't do it anymore.
Any particular reason?
Rowing trauma.
Oh.
Nah, JK. it just ate my life. I wanted to be free.
Did it eat you alive?
Oh, well, yes, but it did.
But it did.
Well, yes. I didn't want to wake up at 4:30 anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
I had to take a stand.
You wanted to wake up at 3:30 instead.
Yes.
That was too late.
No, exactly. Go to sleep at 2, wake up at 3.
Yeah. 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
No, exactly. Yeah. Productivity maxing.
Yes, yes. We'd love to see it.
Thank you.
I'm sad that your rowing talents aren't going to be with us, but it seems like it's for the best.
Hey, I still got it, though. Give me some skulls. Give me a boat. Show you what I'm made of.
Make some magic happen. Is Dunedin a good city for rowing? Because it seems like there's a big rowing culture here.
Yeah, it's... We've got a harbour, I guess.
You could say that again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. it gets pretty wet over there.
You can say it, though. Sorry.
Okay. And... yeah, it's pretty good, but it's really windy all the time, so sometimes it's bad.
Brutal.
Yeah, sometimes it's good.
True. It's cold. Like life.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is what this new song's all about.
Yeah.
My life.
Exactly.
A friend of mine and a certain host who shares a name with Nintendo's biggest mascot once described your music as sad and horny. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
Oh, absolutely. I am very sad and equal parts the other one. Horny.
True. Would you say that Eat Me Alive is sad and horny? Because there's sort of a sensual element to the title, but it also feels like it's a song about how you aren't getting what you want, and do you even know what you want, and it's eating you alive.
Yes. Basically.
Great. Next question. What's your favorite color?
Oh, I want to go black.
Hey, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I wrote Eat Me Alive at a time, kind of like last year, actually, February last year, and I was experiencing a lot of change in my personal life, and I didn't like that very much. I felt like I was going backwards, and I needed to sort that out. So I wrote a song about it, and then that song was pretty good.
Six steps back type shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where do you think you are now with all that change?
You know, hey.
No, actually.
I'm still at the restaurant. Nah, JK. Nah, it's all good. I'm in a better place now.
Me.
but hey, sometimes things happen, and sometimes they don't.
They do, and they don't as well.
Exactly.
This is very true. You've been around the scene for about a year-ish, to my knowledge, if not longer.
Yeah.
There seems like an emphasis on live performance. You know, how has that affected your first release as learning to get into live performing and then releasing something rather than vice versa?
Oh, I'm actually so like relieved that I put myself out there and got into the scene like the way that I did before I put anything out, because like I really found my voice like by performing live, and like I have become so confident in myself in comparison to where I started like in May last year.
I can say that.
Yeah. Hey.
I'll agree with that.
Oh, that's hey, thanks.
Yeah, before you were like terrible.
No, I was such a loser, and now I'm just like a confident loser. I'm not. Nah, but nah. I was like listening to the first like demo of the studio version of Eat Me Alive like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, damn, like my voice is so small, and like working like with my band and like really figuring out what I like and how I want to project my voice like in a live setting really helped like transform the final cut of the vocal like stuff.
And what a band it is. You've got Logan Edwards. Well, maybe not anymore because he's in a different city.
Hey, I've got a new drummer beast now. His name is Seth.
Oh, cool. He's Seth Sinclair.
Yes.
Oh, the best. The greatest. And you've also got James from Ivy.
Well, yes.
And is there anyone else?
Phaedra.
I was going to say, but Phaedra, I didn't. I wasn't super sure. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you assemble this ragtag? Is it like the Avengers?
I slid into their DMs. I didn't need to slide into Phaedra's DMs because she is a dear friend of mine, and she does what I say.
You slew those DMs many a moon ago.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she does. Yeah, what I ask her to do. So, just kidding. She offered. JK, sorry, Phaedra.
JK, sorry. That's awesome. It's a great team. It's a real ragtag group. And
yes.
Again, kind of like the Avengers, if you like Marvel.
Yes.
I freaking love Marvel.
It's like that montage when they all like get the call.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Would you like to be in the band? One thing I really appreciate on this track is that you've used electronic drum machines in a very, very, like, I don't know, weird, distorted way. And what I estimated from seeing you live before is that you might have gone acoustic with it.
Now, it's interesting that you say that, because I actually, the drums are samples of a door slamming in my old flat.
Whoa!
Yeah, so I got real nerdy with it.
Like witch core or some shit.
No, for real.
Yeah.
I like just held my phone mic up to like this bathroom door that was like awful and heavy and got stuck all the time. And this weird rattle.
A metaphor for where you were in life?
Exactly. And, because I didn't want like acoustic drums, I wanted to get really weird with it because the song needed it, so I just like chopped up a bunch of samples and got really weird and distorted it. And
nice.
Yeah,
well, it sounds like a real weird 808. So
sick.
Massive ups to you for that.
Cheers.
When I think of the song Eat Me Alive, there's one other track that I can think of that comes to my mind, and it's Katy Perry's Bon Appetit featuring the Migos,
right,
where she's literally eaten and prepared like a pastry in the video.
I remember watching that video when I was like really young.
Yeah, and then the Migos just like, bubble.
Like Bon Appetit, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Bon Appetit, baby.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Oh my God.
Influence, subliminal influence, potentially.
Hey, you know what? What the hell, sure.
Like, who's to say?
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Honestly, like, art is up to interpretation.
Exactly. And I have some interpretations for you. There seems to be a real thing on this track in the aesthetics of a balance between decadence and decay. With the video that I've seen of you like sort of writhing in dirt, you drinking and then promptly spitting out wine. You're doing the same with the food that's ornately laid out on this charcuterie table. Where does that appreciation for like gross opulence come from?
Oh, I am really like thinking a lot about how conservatism and purity culture is really like affecting the way that like people and also artists present themselves, and because people just aren't getting like weird and sexy anymore, and in a way that is really unsettling. And I've always been really drawn to like artists that and things just generally that are just kind of like gross and weird and off-putting. Like, there's this movie, you know the movie Pearl?
With, what's her face?
Mia Goth?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really, I haven't actually seen the movie, but best believe I know everything about it. I really like how just weird and messed up it is, and how, like she carries herself. And I just find like gross stuff, and like it's just so interesting to me. And like it's actually like some of the music video, that video that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to really, really let loose and be on the nose with like imagery and symbolism. Like the song is called Eat Me Alive, and the music video is like going to be me eating and drinking a bunch of stuff and like getting weird and dirty.
Mm.
And yeah, it's just like, I just find it really fun to just like let go. And yeah.
In your mind, who is sort of the epitome of this problem of conservatism and purity culture when it comes to de-sexying sex, or yeah, making sexiness kind of boring?
Ooh. Oh, I'm gonna get cancelled. I think.
Go crazy.
I think, in a way, like Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Yeah. I do. Like, with that being said, I love folklore. Oh, I really have a big appreciation for like folklore and Evermore, but I think like with this new record, the things that I've like seen, like she's trying to be sexy, but she's trying really hard.
Mm.
And also the new movie Wuthering Heights.
Oh, Wuthering Shites.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely sucks what I hear. Nothing but terrible things, eh?
No, for real.
Yeah.
Like my friends and I tried to watch some of it the other day, and we were like, nah.
Yeah.
Like nah.
Yeah, nah.
No, yeah, nah. And that's what I always say. Exactly.
Yeah, you're very Kiwi Island like that.
Thank you.
Nick Munnett. The track is mixed, produced, and written all by you. Do you like the complete creative control?
Yes, because I'm crazy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Kind of gathered that.
Yeah. And, like, I just got my claws in it.
And like a little cat.
Like a little cat. And I just...
with a ball of yarn.
With a ball of yarn. And I was, like... with my paws, I was like hitting it around, and then I ate the yarn.
Yeah, which is, cats don't normally do. So even for a cat, you're crazy.
Yeah, I'm a pretty special kind of cat.
Yeah. You can say that again. Is there going to be an EP later this year?
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
Well, yes. It's in the works. Hey, so I'm in the stew cooking, and by stew, I mean my laptop.
Mm.
And... It'll happen at the right time. I'm really taking my time with this EP because, like, I want it to be perfect and I don't want to burn out.
And there's no such thing as perfect.
Yes, there is, actually.
It was perfect is the enemy of good.
You're looking right at perfect. So, JK, JK. JK, guys.
So that's I appreciate your dedication to the craft. Is there a particular month you're feeling, a particular season that it might be ready?
I'm feeling very drawn to August, September.
Oh, okay.
October, November, December.
Okay. January, February, March, April, May next year.
Exactly,
yeah.
In one of those
whole
ones.
Spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's a good range.
Yeah.
That's good, good size.
I think it's pretty good.
Something that is a little bit more immediate is that you are playing on Friday with Pearly, Ivy, Def Raccoon, and Diamond Club.
I sure am.
You hyped F, bruh?
Oh, abso-frutely, bruh. It's gonna be freaking awesome.
It's gonna be lit.
I'm gonna do something crazy all up on that stage.
What are you gonna do to that poor stage, man?
Oh, you don't want to know. You just have to wait.
I'll be there to see it. I think something I'm really happy about with this gig is it's a great lineup, and it's also Koha, which is mean.
True.
It's so affordable.
It's so nice. Hey, gig on a budget.
Yeah. That's what I always tell my children.
Except you have children?
Yeah, multiple.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, thank you for coming on the program and talking about this new release, Eat Me Alive. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners out there?
Have an open heart and listen to the song if you like. And you should get gross.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If you were to give the song on a scale of 1 out of 10, what would you give it?
Like, how much I like it?
Yeah.
25.
25? Okay, I don't have a 25, but I do have a...
I'm feeling a strong 9 to a 10.
Yeah.
That feels all good?
That's fine.
Cool.
I'll accept it.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Emily. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
That was a very great, silly chat.
I like to do that.
I like that a lot.
Thanks for having me and stuff.
My pleasure. That was Emily Esplin. We're talking to Emily about their new track, Eat Me Alive, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play it for you right now, ASAP Rocky. Then we'll be joined at 10:30 by Samantha Josephine to talk about her new track, How to Be in Love, which is currently at Te Kaumātahi 11 on our Top 11 Countdown. This is the Adu Big Breakfast Program. It's 10:17. Here's Emily Esplin.
I wanna drown myself again. I don't think it's anything. Sometimes I let it eat me alive. Maybe I'm over dramatic. I've been driving myself around, looking at the same places over.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.